In time for our first message this morning, I want Brother Tommy C. from Blairsville, Georgia. He was the former pastor of Revival Baptist Church there in Blairsville. He has just recently stepped down from that post of duty. I appreciate this man of God. I appreciate his faithfulness. Appreciate his love for God's word and God's people. And he's no stranger to camp meeting. I want you to come around and preach to us this morning. They'll run the light for you. Just do whatever you feel like you need to do. I love you. Appreciate you. Amen.
Enjoy that singing. Isn't it good to be back under the tabernacle? I've really enjoyed this week. This week has really been special. Some of the best preaching of a morning and night I believe that I've ever heard. It's helped me, it's encouraged my heart, it's lifted me up, it's put a greater desire in my heart. I know time's running out, I know my time is running out. But I've enjoyed the time that I've had. Amen. Amen. I've had a good journey. I've had a good life. I've been trying to preach since 1962. Been a pretty good while. And I appreciate Brother Steve, Jamie, Brother Rule. When I first started coming, most of the preachers are dead. And then going to heaven. Isn't that exciting? Amen. I want to preach this morning out of Psalms 121. Steve said 30 minutes. Do I have to preach 30 minutes? I'll try to get on before you do. Amen. Sometime I get on before the preacher does. That's bad, ain't it? But I appreciate these old men of God down through the years that stood the test and plowed the plow and let us come up here and be blessed and encouraged and go back to our churches and try to set the world on fire. Amen. I want to preach this morning out of Psalms 121. I want to preach on the kind of help you can get from that man in the hills. Amen. I want you to notice this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I want to talk just for a few minutes this morning on the kind of help that we can get from that man in the hills. I'm proud that I know the man in the hills. I'm proud in 1959 that I met him. He had some business to do down in Jackson County, down near Maysville, Georgia. One Sunday evening about 8 o'clock, he come by Maysville and stopped at the Riverside Baptist Church. I wasn't inside. I was outside the church. I got under a pine tree, and I got saved at the middle root. Third tree from the right side. The Lord done business. And me and him been doing business ever since. I mean, we've enjoyed one another and we've just had a good time. He's blessed me. I've never sought for a big church. I never sought to have a big name. I just wanted to have a touch of God on me. That's all my desire, is to have a touch of the Lord. I mean, the Lord just let me be a blessing. Give me tears, and let me see somebody saved and washed in the blood. I'm proud he's able this morning. There's help this morning when you're hurting. Isn't that amazing? The Bible, David said, I'll lift mine eyes unto the hills. From which cometh my help? My help come from the Lord. And I'm proud this morning that there is help when you're hurting. I'm telling you, folks, we're living in a world today that we carry heavy hearts. I mean, we live in a day today when the world is seemingly, just gone crazy and wild. But I'm proud there's still people that love God. I'm still proud that there's people that cares from God. And you know, this morning that heavenly help, I'm proud that he does give us heavenly help. The Bible said that his angels encamp around and about us. On January the 27th, about 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I sat up in the middle of the bed with a heart attack. And they called the ambulance, and the ambulance come got me and carried me to the hospital. And they rushed me to Atlanta and put 3 stents in. And I thought, what amazing. And then in March, I had another heart attack, and they done the same and rushed me back. And I sung all the way to Atlanta and prayed. And that EMT didn't know what to do. He'd say, what are you saying? And he thought I was in another world. And I was singing, and I can't carry a tune, but I sure was enjoyed singing. I said, I can't heal this heart, but he can. Did you know what? He raised the dead, didn't he? And beloved, there's always going to be heavenly help. I'm proud the Lord's on my side. I'm on his side. And there is heavenly. He's helped me down through these years. He's encouraged my heart. And then, beloved, not only there's heavenly help, but there's loving help. Isn't it good to have brothers and sisters in the Lord that love you? I don't know what the young people I met this week that remembered what I preached year before last. And they said, Brother Steve said, are you going to preach? Said, when you preach, preach it again. Listen to me. I preached on fire this in the church, beloved. And then I'm proud there's loving help. I'm proud the Lord loves me. I'm proud the Holy Spirit loves me. I'm proud the saints love me. I'm proud preachers love me. I'm proud this morning for the love of God. Hallelujah. There's no need to die bitter. Die filled with the Holy Ghost. Die with God. Beloved, this morning, he's so amazing. I'm proud not only, but there's encouraging help. Isn't it amazing how the Lord encourages you? I thought when I resigned the church, I had them blockages and didn't know I was going to be able to go again. I resigned and I told my wife, I told Brother Steve, I said, probably I'll never get to preach again. I preached in 5 different churches the last 5 Sundays. Amen. I didn't want to preach that much. I didn't preach that much at the church. But I'm telling you, there is encouraging help. God knows how to encourage you. He knows how to lift you up. And he knows how to encourage your heart. And then there's powerful help. I'm proud this word of God shoots us in the heart. Brother Tom this week is preaching on that big world. And beloved, how little we are, the humility of God, how God wants to use us, and let us be a soldier of the cross. Hallelujah. This morning there is a powerful help. This word will help you. Did you know what I said? How in the world am I going to stay close to God? I hadn't been out of a church in 34 years. I said, how in the world? The first week I read the book of Proverbs, I read the book of Solomon, I read the book of Titus, and I read the first 3 Johns. Hallelujah. I was packed, prime, ready to go. Beloved, I'm telling you, there's powerful help. Then number 2 this morning, that help that we can get from that man in the hills, there's assurance when we're doubting this morning. Isn't it wonderful to have the blessed assurance? I knew going down to Piedmont Hospital, I knew if I come back in a hearse that I wasn't coming back in a hearse. I knew my soul had never come back in a hearse. Hallelujah. Beloved, I was doubting. And beloved, did you know what? God is so real. There's assurance when you're doubting, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there's assurance when you're doubting. doubting. When you're doubting, you're saved. There's assurance. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm proud that not only he saved me, he sealed me, he seasoned me. This morning, I've been seasoned with the good Holy Ghost. Whoop! Glory to God this morning. And then I'm a standing for the Lord. And not only standing, but I'm satisfied. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, I'm satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. Me and my wife, we've been satisfied. We've been married for 60 years. We finally got one of these phones that don't flip. We was going to church last Sunday morning. And I said, we're going to get a divorce over these telephones. Been together 60 years. She don't know how to work hers. I don't know how to work mine. I meet a stranger and I'll say, how do you turn it off? I got somebody the other night over in the fellowship hall show me how to dial 911. Beloved, I'm telling you, he satisfies us. Then not only he satisfies us, but he separates us. Not only separated, but I'm a singing as I go. Hallelujah. And then I'm a searching. Thank God for that city whose builder and maker is God. I'm going home. Hallelujah. Brother Mays used to say, I heard Mays preach his last sermon. Brother Mays said, I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. Beloved, I'm proud I'm singing. Then I'm a shouting while I go. Thank God I got some to shout about. Beloved. Then I'm getting sweeter on the way. Thank God. Beloved. Then there's forgiveness when you're sinning. Beloved, this morning, isn't it wonderful? There's that man up in them hills. He's got help for us. There's forgiveness. I remember Edgar Thomas. I used to say on the broadcast, he'd say, when I die and go to heaven, I'm going to miss Sister Forgiveness. Said, it's been so good to me. Oh, it's been so good to me. Forgiveness. Oh, I've wallowed in the I've wallowed around the altar. Beloved. Seeking God. I'd say, God, just touch me one more time. Let me feel a touch of glory. Lord, I don't want a raise. I don't want a new car. I just want a touch. Amen. Just touch me. Touch me again, Lord. Let heaven be on me. Let honey. If some sit here, remember Brother Guy Rainwater. Brother Guy was from down in Atlanta and his pastor down on the Snapfinger Road. I'd go hear Brother Guy. He's a young preacher. Every time I'd go to hear him, he'd preach on the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'd think when I left, got home, the resurrection would happen in the morning. Beloved, I'm telling you, there's forgiveness. Then there's peace when you're in trouble. I'm proud that man in the hills can give you peace. Woo! Glory to God. If I was able, I'd take a lap around this thing. Did you know what? He said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth. Beloved, I give unto you. There's lasting peace. I've had it for 61 years. I've had the peace of God. I've never known a day when the peace of God wasn't in my heart. Then not only there's a lasting peace, but there's loving peace. Oh, it cradles you in its arms, that loving peace. Whoa, I'm telling you, some hypocrite throw a fit on you and you get down discouraged. All of a sudden, the loving peace will come on, kiss you on the cheek. Hallelujah. And you thank, praise God, you just left Main Street in heaven. I'm telling you, it's loving. Then it's loyal peace. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's just loyal. Then it's learning peace. It's leaning peace. It's lifting peace. Oh, beloved, and it's liberating peace. Give me peace. Hallelujah. Glory. Give me the peace of the Lord. Then here's where the little preacher last night got to, talking about his grace. I told Glenda, I said, we're not coming in the morning. He wore that grace out. I'm telling you. But I'm proud there's grace when you're in the valley. Amen. Where you at, Keith? Raise your hand. Amen. And I told Keith, man, I'm not going in the morning. Did you know what? He talked about that peace. He said some things about peace. I'm telling you, God's throwed napkins on me. God's throwed Kleenexes on me. Hallelujah. All of these years, I needed another drop of grace. Ooh, I just couldn't have made it if God hadn't given me a drop of grace. There's saving grace. There's sheltering grace. There's supplying grace. There's shouting grace. There's serving grace. There's satisfying grace. There's singing grace. There's separating grace. Whoop, glory to God. It's just grace, grace, grace. Grace, the grace of God. I'm telling you, last night I wanted Keith to come back and throw a piece on me. Amen. When you're going to preach in the tabernacle, you have about 3 days of nerves. I mean, you just can't sleep. And you, somebody will say something of preaching, and you'll say, I was going to say that, and now I can't say that. They done said that. Beloved, but isn't it wonderful that the grace of God is just so wonderful. Number six, there is joy when you're sad. Did you know what he does? He gives you joy. He gives you joy. That man in the hills will give you joy. I remember my bucket a running over many a time. I remember, Brother Steve, the glory of God many times. I was preaching a meeting in 1985 over near Canton, Georgia, and big church. It was the First Baptist Church, seat about 600. I remember I got up on Sunday night and I was a nervous wreck, and 17 got saved, and went back Monday night, 23 got saved. Hey, went back Wednesday night, praise God, the whole football team got saved. Amen. And we had 81 saved. Then I'm telling you, and they let me come to the high school up there at Kenton and preach to 1,300 kids. And I preached on the prodigal son's oldest brother. I won't never forget that. They come to church that night. They had to start. If you didn't get there at 6 o'clock, you didn't get a seat. And we didn't start till 7:30. Now I'm telling you, I just got in there and I just let her rip. I mean, praise God, God got on me. They didn't know what I was and I didn't know what they was. But I'm telling you, they was getting saved. And I was getting close to God. I'm telling you what, God brings joy when there's sadness. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. And then, now, did you know what? There's shouting joy. I told Glenda, year before last, we were sitting right back here, and that whole crowd was shouting back there. I mean, they was just a shout. I told Glenda, I said, you've never shouted. Jump up now, and nobody will see you, and I won't tell nobody in Union County that you shouted. She finally throwed one hand up, and I got her other hand, and I throwed it up. And I said, see there? That was good, wasn't it? Praise God. I'm proud this morning. There's joy. When there's sadness, there's shouting joy. I mean, there's just joy, beloved. There's sacrifice and joy. Then there's, beloved, there's serving joy. It's a blessing to serve the Lord. I mean, I'm telling you, I know that I'll never get to pastor again, but I hope the Lord will let me preach and preach and preach and preach until he comes. Beloved, there's just joy. There's just wonderful joy preaching. We got in the car last Sunday, or Sunday before last, I'd preached over near Clayton, Georgia, and I said, Glenda, how'd I do? And there wasn't many there, but I just got up there and preached like I was 300. And she said, well, you didn't do too good. I said, really? And she said, you need to do some more praying. But they's serving joy. Now, let me say this. There's help in them hills from a man. There's fellowship when you're lonely. Being a pastor and a preacher, you spend a lot of lonely days. I mean, you spend a lot of lonely hours as a preacher trying to feed a flock, lead a flock, and encourage a flock. You live some days, but there's fellowship. Who with? There's fellowship with the Father. There's fellowship with the Son. There's fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There's fellowship with the saints. And there's fellowship with the brethren. Amen. God bless you. I've enjoyed it. Pray for me. Amen.